Teens in Anchorage have a lot of opportunity to volunteer. I asked them how they felt their activities benefit the community and their personal well-being.
I help people out after school if they need help with any homework that they're doing, and I specialize in helping people with learning disabilities and special needs.
I used to teach some riding lessons at Huffman Horse Center, where there were younger kids, and we teach camps in the summer for kids to learn to ride.
I first got into volunteering with Anchorage Youth Corps just because the idea of the activity seemed interesting to me. Since I've joined, my motivations have in part been out of a desire to actually accomplish the goals of the organization and reduce juvenile crime in Anchorage.
At the school, I started last year bringing musicians over to perform for the kids and show them their instruments. And then this year, we've been having dance groups come over.
I have volunteered through my church, like feeding the homeless and doing the church events and being in the praise team. And also at Providence Hospital, just with a cardiologist, I would help him like round with patients and kind of interact with them and go to the emergency rooms and, you know, like do some of the dirty work at the hospitals.
I like to, as corny as it sounds, just help people. I think it's a really rewarding experience. So as often as possible, I just like to get out in the community and I guess give back.
I enjoy getting another look at the a cross-section of my community, and I enjoy meeting other teenagers who have an interest in serving their community and in the idea of justice.
I kind of just volunteer without even realizing that it's community service.
I knew a woman named Sister Diane, who was a nun when I went to a private school when I was younger, and she always told me that God gave me gifts and that they're meant to be shared, and I've always been a little academically inclined, and so when I found that there were kids who needed help, that I knew that was my place and that I needed to help them.
I'm not sure I can say exactly why I volunteer, but it's just something that I do and I enjoy doing.
I think the most enjoyable part was watching kids who were at the beginning either fearful of horses or they weren't sure about it, getting to know their horse and enjoying and feeling confident riding the horse by themselves.
The whole process of volunteering with Youth Corps specifically has helped me to gain social skills. It's helped me to realize the value of time and effort.
It helps me grow to learn to teach. It was good work for people skills. Some of the kids had disabilities as well, and so that was interesting to work with and good to see that side.
I've learned a lot through volunteering. I meet a lot of people, and especially a lot of people kind of like me and who have sort of the same values as I do.
I've definitely grown as a person, and I've been able to relate to people more. I used to not really understand when people wouldn't get things, but I've been able to see it from their side, and I've been able to notice that the kids in the classroom who are disruptive aren't disruptive just to be disruptive. It's normally because they need help.
I feel more connected to Anchorage, to where I live, especially to the students at Mountain View Elementary, and I know a lot of their names, and a lot of them kind of recognize me when I come into classrooms.
By volunteering at a variety of different venues, I've been able to see a lot more different types of people and broaden my horizon.
I think personally I've learned a tremendous amount about our legal system. I've learned a tremendous amount about how people across our community live just by working with all sorts of defendants and colleagues in court. I've learned about, you know, the workings of a nonprofit organization, and I think all of that's come together to make me, on the whole, I would say, a better person.
Most of the kids I know volunteer at least a couple times a year, but I think that it's unfortunate that a lot of kids volunteer purely for the community service hours and not for the personal benefit.
I think it's a little more undermined. I mean, I think there's a reason why colleges and universities put a lot of incentives into community service and volunteer work, because it is important, but a lot of people wouldn't see it as, you know, as critical if it wasn't necessary for college.
Maybe pick a day in your week, if you have a Saturday, if you have an afternoon of a weekday after school that you can volunteer, that would be really great to kind of do it every week. You should never think that what you're going to volunteer will be too small, because it really does make a difference, and you might end up doing a lot more than you would have thought.
With Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Aviva Hirsch.